Hello, everybody, and welcome to our next session in Sensual Touch, part of our Six Senses series. This is working with transforming grief into dispersion, grief into dispersion. So I'll invite you, if you have anything else that's yearning and burning to mention for those of you live on the call, to go ahead and just type that on into the chat feature. If there's anything to mention, no? Got it. Thank you. And feel free to continue that as much or as little as you like as we go. And for today, I'll invite us all to just begin to get comfy and cozy, settle into your space. I'm going to adjust my seat just a little bit more and take my own instructions there. And as we all settle in, invitation to perhaps begin here by means of breathing. To begin here by means of breathing. Every breath an opportunity to call in with every inhale, to receive, to invite in. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you, receiving its supports. And if any part of that should feel pleasant, or even at the very least neutral, feel free to savor that and receive that as well. And on the note of savoring, feel free to take a minute or two to scan either your external or your internal environment, looking for something that's either pleasant or at the very least neutral. It may be a part of your body. It may be a time in which you felt most like you, or it may just feel something that you feel called to. Wherever you happen to land, taking the opportunity to notice what it is you like the most about this. And feel free to breathe right into your body with it and just notice where in your body you may feel this the most. And noticing once again what it is that this does for you. What's the impact of receiving this pleasantness? And if any part of that feels kind of yummy, feel free to take a moment to drink that in, receiving this nourishment, just as it is, just as you are. And as you drink that all in, I'll offer these words. Thank you. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being here. Thank you for your gift of your presence. And thank you to all that's contributed to that, to all that's gone into this very moment of us all meeting here. Wombs upon wombs that came before us all, generations upon generations. Thank you to those families, those lineages, those ancestors. And thank you to the very land that's nourished us all and all that came before us. And thank you, the deepest of gratitude and thank yous to those that have stewarded and caretaken this land Give deep thanks. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we settle into the session today, we're actually going to start off with lymphatic circulation. Interestingly enough, the areas of the body that process grief, the lungs, the large intestine, from a Chinese medicine perspective, and all that those meridians govern, so that includes things like our skin, for example. And as we work with that, and our breath and our nose and all sorts of goodies, as we work with all of these areas, lymphatic drainage through them all, releasing the toxicity of thinking that whatever happened to you that you perceived as a loss was a punishment of sorts, that you like deserve to have that happen to you. Releasing with this lymphatic circulation as well, any pieces of inferiority complexes that are underlying that all, any bits of low self-esteem that lymph just naturally cleans out. Toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, along with overthinking and overanalyzing. And as it releases through all of these areas and all things, metal elements, excuse me, itchy. I managed to get tribal dust in every part of me, apologize. And as we work with that, releasing it through all things metal elements, including all the various muscles that work with that, including our hamstrings, our low back, QL, our sides of our legs, the tensor fascia lata, going all the way into like the delts, the diaphragm, the serratus anterior, which is a big fancy name. If you were like hanging onto a pole beside you and you'd be activating your serratus anterior through your sort of side back body region there. Although more anterior than not. I just tend to feel it a little bit more in my back body. And as we work with this all, these, in an interesting way, might even be the muscles that we might use in a manner of speaking, or get contracted or activated in a way to go into that like fetal-esque type of posture, which is often the posture associated with grief. So as we clean this out, we're actually cleaning out more than the musculature. We're actually working with your specific postures that you adopt in grief. And everyone's going to be slightly different, although for most of us, it's involving some element of bending forward. It's why in yoga they say the best way to process moments of grief or times of grief are when we do forward folds. So as we work with those postures and running lymphatic circulation through all those different teeny tiny holdings in the ligaments, the tendons, the musculature of your body, releasing it from as well from the nerves and innervations. And as we release the pattern of grief, running lymphatic circulation through it, we're also unhooking it from the points along that governing vessel meridian that sits roughly in the center of the crown of the head that governs all those habit patterns. And those are thought to be stored in the myelin sheath, the coating in the nervous system. Well, it's not in all the nerves, but it's in a lot of them. It's like insulation. It helps the nerves to communicate really quickly. And as that communication system, the myelin sheath, coats to support that speedy transmission of information. Also within the myelin sheath, there's a little bit of congestion, so everything is just slowing down within the nervous system. And here we actually need to run a body chemistry for two things, a general detox and then general microbes, balancing viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungi alike. Excuse me. And as we clean that out from the myelin sheath, in a way, beginning to recode how it is your immune system responds to toxicity and to microbes. supporting the release of this pattern from the nerves and the, well, the myelin sheath that's coating it to do just that. Simultaneously running a cellular repair and restoring those cells of that myelin sheath back to their fullest potential of health without having to hold those habit patterns of storing toxicity, the habit pattern of being prone to a certain microbial balance. And without that right population, it can lead to or set the stage for certain infections. And then from the immune system, releasing anger and fear, from the myelin sheath, releasing grief. And we're doing all of those emotional releases simultaneously. And as they all unwind, and we're bringing in, for whatever reason, the symbol of the infinity loop. And I see it coming into the low back, into the QL region primarily, and that's one of those quadratus lumborum muscles in the low back. It's one of those regions that's supported by the metal elements, musculature. And as this unwinds in this way through the low back with the support of the infinity symbol, I see it more so as connecting all of the low back embodies, your value, your connection to abundance, your connection to all that money represents, self-worth, self-value, abundance. And I see that as creating this new foundation, this new capacity to relate without any of those old patterns, creating sort of obstacles or blockages. As well as doing so by invitation of that infinity symbol, connecting to the infinite, that which is eternal, that which is beyond time and space. Whatever the words are that point to that the best for you. Perhaps that might be spirit, universe, God, creator, or any other word, divinity, love and light. And as the body receives this reminder of its connection to the eternal to support the release of those old patterns, for whatever reason, I hear it almost like a movie narrator or a storybook author narrating and saying, it was a tale as old as time. And although you've likely heard that expression from me more than once at a certain point, there is this understanding that the tales that our body holds, the stories that are in our bones, that are in our fibers of our being, are not something that we purposely, consciously chose or caused to happen. And as we acknowledge that, perhaps there's a little bit of beating yourself up or attacking or criticizing yourself that we can begin to release. And it's coming off of the part where we would be in touch with ourselves. One might call that our awareness. So releasing, using awareness through the lens of criticizing, attacking, beating yourselves up. And as it unwinds, also releasing in from that acupuncture point in the center of the crown of the head, governing vessel 21, that's our primary masculine meridian point. Or pardon me, not point, primary masculine meridian. And as that releases through here, running a Sidri on it. And that's going to continue for the next 5 days. Okay, so bringing in C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids, which help to lower inflammation, creating calmness to support healing of anxiety, depression, and really most of our body. To receive that, but in particular, it seems to have a big impact on our nervous system and our immune system. And as we circulate this all, also bringing in circulation of if I haven't already said it, endorphins and hormones. And then balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine, along with needing to hydrate, working with that, but in particular hydrating the masculine, hydrating the feminine, and then hydrating where they intersect to come into union in supportive ways. So where does that healthy awareness meet healthy action? And as that begins to circulate through the system, giving the body mind the resources that it needs to carry on with the rest of the C-tree. Next up, the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the old R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and perhaps opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this perhaps as the surrender, the letting go, the release, the allowing. Very much 12th house type of energy. And while that runs for the next 5 days, also running a detox through just finding the area. It's giving me sort of two different pieces of information that I'm just trying to marry. So it's coming through the skin, but also through the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus that regulates all of our hormones, and in particular our pituitary gland, which regulates all of our hormones, and all of our set points for things like metabolism, heart rate, blood pressure, things like that. And just finding the connection here. Okay, so it's actually looking at it very specifically, the hormonal changes that happen to us over time, and whether that's, you know, in a 28-day cycle or 21 to 35-day cycle, wherever you happen to be in that, or whether that's, you know, in phases of your life before you even had a menstrual cycle. This could be going back to early childhood stuff, or perhaps it's dealing with menopausal stuff. Working with the circulation of hormones and the balance point of that all, very specifically, and how that's impacting the skin as it does. And to support that, we're actually bringing in nerve circulation, which if the endocrine is the yin, the yang equivalent would be the nervous system, says Body Talk. And as we work with that balance here, think of this as giving the necessary yang energy for your skin to be able to take healthy action, and to be in that space where it gets to actively do what skin does. Its skin has a pretty active turnover. So some cells divide a lot faster than the others, and skin is up there. And in fact, it happens to be right up there with the ovaries. The ovaries also have a very high cellular turnover rates. Yeah, as do a lot of the hormonal glands for that matter. And as we bring in nerve circulation to these areas, well, no, most notably the skin right now, it is just bringing that balance in to support healthy action of that turnover rate. It's almost as if the action of having that cellular turnover rate was too much for just the yin to be able to support. So we're bringing in the healthy action, the healthy activity, the healthy masculine, the healthy yang. And as we support that balance here, releasing from the very core of the midline of the body, as well as from the entire perimeter of the body, that's including our skin, our Wei Qi, our aura, all the energy fields. Yeah, and through the internal pathway from mouth to anus, with this Wei Qi is included here, as well as any other openings to our seeming external world here. From here, cleaning out any patterns of attacking, of needing to assert one's energy just to win or prove oneself or be dominant for that little ego boost moment. Now, I'll show them, I know what to do. They can't be the boss of me type of energy. And within that, looking at any patterns that go with that with you, for you, which might be fighting, it might be running away, it might be freezing, it might be people pleasing, whichever one of those ones, or it might be just numbing out and getting really disorientated. Whichever one of those happens to be your go-tos, and some of you probably have more than one or two of those happening, releasing all of those elements here. And as we do that, doing a pretty significant emotional release of grief from the Daimo meridian, which is that beltline meridian. It's the only one that wraps around the body versus going up and down. It hangs out roughly around that low back area, the lumbar 2, lumbar 3 vertebrae, where we were working roughly in that territory with that infinity symbol earlier. And as that comes off of that Daimo meridian, supporting the Daimo in its capacity to just loosen up and expand by connecting it to the planetary energy of Jupiter. And then dialing down Saturn, which is in one way that I've heard about Saturn energy anyways, is it can be a little bit of a, like the intelligence that likes to support attack and support. Well, it's like Mars energy, and if we think of it in terms of the military, which I don't know very much about, the Mars is considered to be like your grunt army person, and the Saturn energy is considered to be more so like the intelligent coordinator of the planning behind what the army might do. So whatever that person is called, I'm sure there's lots of names for it. But that's sort of how I've heard the two explained in this particular domain of those roles. Mars and Saturn do a lot more than just that. But as we decrease Saturn energy here from the low back, we're also releasing grief. And this looks like very old ancestral grief. And it's around the attack of the, like between your internal masculine and feminine, where you weaken each other through means of attacking each other inside of you. And this pattern has been long-standing through the maternal lines. We're going back, this is quite the spread, anywhere from 6 to 18 generations. 6 to 18 generations, it'll be a little different for all of you. And as we release that through the kidney 24 points, the spiritual burial ground points, I'm just coughing on the, I often cough, I often like sense smoke coming out of those areas when I work in this way. So if you have a little extra tickle in your throat, that might be what's up for you too. As we release this, we actually just need to hydrate these points to start off with. And then connect them to the five elements, in particular that of Earth, to support nourishment, to give your body the nourishment that it needs to process the releasing of these old patterns, as well as, if you think of it this way, feeding the ancestors, giving them what it is they need, giving them the chi they need. I don't know the names well enough of the rituals, but I know that they abound aplenty to honor the ancestors by offering food, by offering drink. This feels very much one of those types of moments. And again, doing that for all 6 to 18 generations on those maternal lines. And this is the, in part, particularly impactful as the yin is into receiving, the maternal is into receiving nourishment. Not to have to attack or tear down or criticize or destruct in that way. Not to say that destruction energy isn't necessarily a bad thing or a good thing, all in right moderation. We just happen to be releasing excess energy through here. And as we do so, bringing in the goddess Kali, and the goddess Kali is the destroyer. And I just sense her energy sort of between those kidney 24 points hanging out roughly in front of the heart. And as we balance to Kali, it's not about destroying the destroyer. Tough to do that. It's actually just about honoring her in the right roles and giving her the energy that she needs to align with your energy. So as we realign you with Kali energy, supporting her in supporting you in healthy destruction of healthy things that no longer need to be here, or in, you know what I mean, in balancing in that way, supporting that with running hydration through this region in front of the heart space, and connecting her to earth elements, Kali energy to earth element, to again give nourishment as well as to invite in change in a peaceful way. And if it fits with your worldview, you can even just offer like a little like, thanks Kali, thanks for helping me, you know, get rid of the things that I just don't need to hang on to anymore. And you can even give her a little like, thanks for doing your job, and you know, I release you from having to do it in all those other areas where you might have been overworking. And as we do that, unhooking patterns of overworking. And this is actually relating to, in part, you might have a lot of overworking happening within your own personal, professional lives alike. It's also, in addition to that, including this term came up in yesterday's Body Talk student session that I did, global upheaval, the global upheaval. And that global upheaval, initially I thought pertained to like the world events, our nation's events. It may also relate to whatever upheaval happens to be happening for you on a global level. So let's cast that net wide and catch anything that might come underneath that wide, very domain of that umbrella of those words, global upheaval, wherever and however they may apply for you today. And as we release that through these regions of global upheaval, I just see upon generation, women looking to find their place in the world, to assert their offering of power and of nourishment alike. And looking to have that seen, heard, noticed, respected, dignified. And all those generations where it didn't happen, that grief. Releasing from, in particular, the lining, your lungs have two linings, an internal and an external lining, releasing that from the space between the lining. As we release it from fancy word pleural cavity here, working with this belief system that my connection to the eternal can only happen through this particular container. There's almost this idea of, if I didn't have this container of grief and suffering here, how might I connect to the eternal? That's been my doorway in. And what if we could shift that from having to grieve your way to God to celebrating your way to that connection to the eternal? Whatever your word for the eternal may be. And as we shift that from having to suffer to earn connection to that eternal source, to instead getting to celebrate, to enjoy this connection. Doing one more emotional release of grief, and it's coming off of all the muscles of inspiration, primary and secondary muscles of inspiration. So a lot of those hanging on the neck and the chest and the diaphragm. For some of you, it might be the shoulders, the jaw, the sides of your upper rib cage, etc. Wherever that may be for you. Also doing an emotional release of sadness from here as well. There we go. And when grief and sadness hang out together, it tends to create just this extra heavy, like if grief is heavy and sadness is soggy, it's like heavy and soggy. Imagine taking like a really heavy weighted blanket and getting it soaking wet. That now it's just like double that much energy. So as that releases simultaneously, grief and sadness, it's like taking a very soggy, heavy, weighted blanket off of these regions of inspiration, supporting your breath to move into the container of lightness, of ease again, of flow. And as your body-mind has been processing this for multiple generations now, as this load lightens, getting to experience what it's like to just experience you. And to be able to celebrate by honoring the very gifts of the ancestors and their contributions that have been supportive for you, without that heavy, soggy, weighted blanket covering it up, occluding it. And as that energy begins to move here, we're going to run circulation of all those healing resources. And again, this is going into all the muscles of inspiration, the muscles that help you breathe, most notably the neck, the chest, the diaphragm. Although I would personally argue that your whole body operates in breath to a certain extent. So for some of you, you might feel this in other parts of your body, and that's great. We are linking this very specifically now into balancing with all 17 reciprocals, supporting alignments, as well as, I like to think of the reciprocals as turning our circuit breakers of our body back onto full power. And then we're linking that right back, interestingly enough, to now the skin. I just hear the words, breathe to receive. Much like a permission statement, breathe to receive. And imagine the skin, just like the rest of the muscles of the body that support breath, breathe. They do it without efforts. They effortlessly open to receive that environment, if they're not armored up. And as the skin receives that, breathe to receive, we're simultaneously running one more detox, this time for the liver cells. And it's actually emotional toxicity. And it's working with unnecessary emotional drama. You know the type of things that happen at times where it seems like, well, this is excessive. This is excessively dramatic. Why does this need to be this hard type of thing? And as that unwinds, this detox through the liver, also releasing righteous anger, like, I get to be right about this. That just fans the flames of drama, typically. Okay, and that's just in my personal experience, but perhaps you'll relate. And as we link that into now house number 8, the house of hard knocks, this house of regeneration on the other side of those hard knocks, inviting in connection very specifically to the 8th house energy of other people's money. And having that flow with ease here. And supporting that receptivity to literally every pore of your skin. And to all those muscles of the metal element governs and all those muscles of inspiration. Supporting the body mind and receiving abundance and value from others. What if you got to take that in now? What if it was safe enough to take that in now? And with this, releasing between ages 0 and 2, it'll vary for everyone, the belief system of you don't care about me in relationship to those that were caretaking you. Perhaps it was a mom, a dad, or anyone else, whoever was caretaking. Releasing this belief, the sensibility of you don't care about me, like you don't have my best interest at heart. I'm actually releasing that as well from the left side of the heart on the pericardium, that external lining of the heart on that left side. And then we're looking at that very first time that you had to compartmentalize, that you had to divide yourself up to stay safe in relationship to whoever was caretaking for you. Whoever was essentially creating this opportunity for you to decide whether or not you needed to isolate what it is you wanted and just go along to get along. Whether you had to compromise your authenticity to stay attached to whoever was going to make sure you survived and stayed alive. Looking at that very first time, the very first experience that happens. And as it releases, I actually see it going primarily from the front of the left chest all the way over to C7 vertebrae in the back of the neck, and then up through to the right side of the brain and the left side of the jaw. Interesting configuration here. Okay, and it's wrapped, it's shrouded deeply in the energy of grief. And this is frozen grief. It's grief laden with fear. So there's some frozen fear energy on top of it all. There's the grief around that loss of connection to oneness, to pure union. So as you release this grief and this fear that was over top of it simultaneously, if any of those areas called to you, left jaw, right skull, left chest, back of your neck, the very base, that big knobby vertebrae, C7, and on that governing vessel 14 point that hangs out here that supports how we relate to all things yang, masculine, healthy action versus attacking energy. Feel free to put your hands anywhere that you feel drawn to, knowing that this is all going to unhook and unwind. I actually see it coming off of drawing it out of that vertebrae. And normally I would unhook the vertebrae first and unhook the areas. This is a little different. I'm going to mass it all the way back of the neck and then just unhook it from there. And as we work with this, I invite you to just notice what grief energy might feel in any part of these parts of the body. What does this feel like? What is the very edge in particular of this feel like, if you can isolate that part? I'm noticing, just noticing if there is a taste or a smell. If this did have a taste or a smell, what might it taste or smell like? I'm gagging a little, pardon me. I tasted sandpaper. And it smells like gun oil. I might have been doing a lot of construction lately, but. And whatever you observed is perfect. Just stay with that. Ignore my gagging. And then noticing perhaps if there is a sound or a word or a noise or a message of any sort here for you. And if there is a sound, you're welcome to express that internally or externally. If you didn't have a sound, you're welcome to use a little voo or ah or om. And then lastly, looking at what's here. Is there perhaps a color, a texture, or anything else to see here? And breathing into all that you've observed. And taking this time to observe anything else that might be here for you to notice. Thickening this all up, making this more intense and even seemingly more real here. And just noticing how much is roughly here. If you were to notice roughly the amount. Is this the size of a pea or smaller? Ping pong ball, tennis ball, softball, cantaloupe, watermelon, beach ball, bigger. And breathing into all the edges of this. Breath by breath, loosening it all up. and inviting it right into your hands. For those of you that like the countdown, in 3, 2, 1. Whatever that sound was for you, feel free to express that internally, quietly in your head, that's what that means, or externally, out loud. And as this releases, staying with that breath. If any parts in there feel a little empty or void, feel free to breathe in some lights. That might be a color of light, sunlight, or moonlight, or starlight might also be here. And if it's a color, perhaps silver, gold, pink, white, or any other color that feels right for you. And for those of you that are breathing in that light, just notice as that light moves, where else it might want to go, and give it freedom to flow wherever it needs to in your system. Feel free to stay with that vibration internally or externally of that sound, if that calls to you, to support that movement of energy through the system. And as we do this, tap out, we're also going to balance and integrate this part with all the shoulder and hip reciprocals. Again, supporting the alignment and moving us through these really big joints, which connect us to our centers of doing. They connect, really, I should say, our centers of being, our body, to our arms and our legs, our centers of doing. And as we work with these joints and balancing them in this way, finding that even-keeled place of, again, union in masculine and feminine energy in this way, instead of awareness and action, now it's between doing and being. One could argue those are very interchangeable words. Perhaps they mean exactly the same thing to you. Perhaps they hold different concepts for you. Wherever you are on that perspective, just supporting this union. And as we unify opposite ends of energy, polarities, if there's anything else that wants to join the party in your entire body mind between all unifications in this way, we're going to run the most powerful balancing between the masculine and feminine balancing that we have in all of body talk. Pineal to pituitary. Invitation to breathe here. And as I'm tapping this out, I just hear the permission statement, I know my worth. I know my worth. I know my worth. Invitation to take a moment to breathe and receive that all. And if you can imagine drinking all of that right down into your very bones now, this entire session. And I was just checking in on the Kidney 24 ancestor points as they cued that. Everything's feeling much more settled. No more smoke and ashes imagery. It's just feeling kind of like there's connection and flow and ease there. Like there can be nourishment here in that connection for you again. If you notice whatever may be here within the bones with this session for you, running a cellular repair, very specifically within the B cells, which are a part of the immune system that gets produced from your bones. Imagining that from your very ancestors, which is what the bones can represent our connection to. Sorting out healthy immune system, which is really the energy of healthy acceptance versus rejection. Another word for rejection might be attacking, criticizing, beating ourselves up. And as we release this need for violence, if we want to term it that way in a word, from the bones themselves, which can now rest easy. They get to rest easy now. There's nourishment here now. Supporting healthy earth element energy, which creates change in a peaceful way. Linking that into the TMJs, the jaw joints, and the sacroiliac, the back of the hip, and including the sciatic nerve that hangs out there. The TMJ to sacroiliac connection, or jaw to back of hip connection, works with the body talk reciprocal understanding, this connection to digestion, to opening up, to take a bite out of life again. And as we support the jaw and opening up, and the back of the pelvis and opening up to receive life again, because there gets to be nourishment and sweetness and change, which occurs in a peaceful way now inside your system. Giving the body mind a connection to confidently embrace that all, by linking it into the solar plexus chakra to release any bits of you that are just like, I don't know if I want to, you know, do that all or take that all in, or I don't know if I can make that leap into this, supporting that all by bringing in the solar plexus chakra for empowerment and for digestion alike. And then linking that all up into the crown chakra for transcendence. And then connecting the chakra, the crown chakra in particular, up to the energy of the North Star for guidance, for direction, for clarity, and for whatever else the North Star might mean for you. Perhaps there's clarity and purpose and direction. Perhaps there's the capacity to make meaning, whatever that energy may hold for you. And I just see that all very much backlit by the energy of the sun. If we can imagine the sun, the planetary energy, is connecting into your entire body-mind on a global level here for you. Connecting it to that Wei Qi, that heart space, and then everything else, and everything that's beyond all of that. This energy of the sun creating, again, healthy yang energy that supports nourishment, that supports growth, and that supports the fullest expression of an individual's potential. Linking that now all into 10th house energy, career, achievement, recognition, and outward self-expression. Or in another way, how deeply can you embody this so it effortlessly just pours out of you and you're all that you express, non-verbally as well as verbally. Now taking into the gallbladder meridian to support the catalyst for change inside as you support that uptake of whatever these pieces here hold for you, if anything. And then linking that into the sexual chakra. In particular for its role in the immune system as it pertains to acceptance of you. And however you define you, that might be this body mind, it might be broader than that. And doing one more emotional release of sadness. It's coming off of roughly the midline of the left collarbone. And this looks like infancy stuff. There isn't really a story or a word, it's just a feeling of sadness and getting to put something down that you don't need to carry anymore. And underlying that, there's a fear of not being able to get what you need as it pertains to love. I have to struggle to be loved, or I have to love, the struggle for love, ironically, is all here. And as it unwinds, along with that sadness, from roughly, again, that middle collarbone area. And it's also coming off of the part of the chest just below that. And I forget which artist, but I'm sure there's lots. This is from like the 80s, 90s, that portrayed that belief system, you gotta fight for love. We're just gonna release that belief system as well. Invitation to breathe and receive here. Now we're linking the energy of the sun and the moon alike into the 12th house, bringing this all to a nice soft landing. The sun energy, masculine, the moon energy, feminine. And as we integrate it in this way, releasing any bits of guilt around getting to have union. Connection. Any bits of guilt that may carry the message of who am I to heal? Who am I to receive this? I don't deserve this. That type of energy. Releasing that sense of guilt that might get in the way of fully taking this all in. And releasing that primarily from the front and the left throat, face, head. And we're just going to tap that all in here. Again, invitation to breathe. And as that releases, it's also releasing the expectation of having to attack or having to fend off an attack. Or at least endure a long standing, perhaps, attack of sorts. To fend off or injure. And as that releases, the Wei Qi over there is just expanding and brightening up. And it's almost as if the entire body mind no longer has to be on the brink of cowering or be on the brink of expecting to collapse, but instead can restore that sense of upright confidence. I can move through this. And I can be with this as I move through it all. I can slow things down and stop and look at them and carry on. I can also choose to walk right par. I can also choose to walk right past that part. If it's not the right time for me to do that piece of work today. A very long-winded way of saying it's inviting in gentleness for how it is you notice yourself within your own sense of awareness. And then as that begins to settle into the body mind, if it calls to you, feel free to take a moment to check in on that resource that you found earlier. Or if you're enjoying the feeling of where you are right now, feel free to stay right there and drink that all in. I have a 3-4 minute song here for you to deeply drink that in. The album is called Mother Heart's Songs for the Sacred Feminine. And the song is by Susan Lincoln. It's called Caritas, Caritas.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for all of you. Thank you for the gift of your presence. And thank you for calling in this medicine. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And a big sigh of mwah, mwah, mwah. Love to you all. And I look forward to next week's session coming at you from the new house. It might be a little chaotic, yeah, in the background. Sending you all my love. Bye for now.